One note, there is a drink special tonight. It's a gin and a tonic combined. And it is probably several dollars more than several dollars. Please tip the bar well. Our final reader for this evening of Near and Far is from further than 3,000 miles, more like 8,000. Her name is Shahrazad Shaban, and she is an Indo-Roman Jungian scarab moonlighting as a clinical psychologist. Her writing has been translated into multiple languages, as well as featured in various digital and physical spaces, and can be found in lit mags, anthologies, international galleries, rehab centers, and in the bios of OKCupid users. Her digital collection of poems, Bone Tongue, was published by Thought Catalog Books, and her full-length poetry book, Father, Husband, was recently released by Sallow Press in the UK. She can be found squeeing about militant bunnies at viberslang.tumblr.com or through her prolific use of @Zahara-esque on Twitter. Everybody welcome Shahrazad.
This is how you become a dexterous anagrammatist. If you rearrange rape, you get pear. To peel, trim, carve. You drag the knife across the stomach of a Syrian pear. You let your fingers cauterize. With the syrup of fruit, you let the ruptured flesh flee in baby bell curves. You're not eight anymore. Or in staccato, you're not ache anymore. When you are 16, someone has a body like yours, always ignis, always furnace, always blotting out the dead butterflies on the jut of its elbows. You will speak fluent hit and run, a linguist of traffic lights for the colorblind, eyes stuttering like firearms. You will thunder a motorcycle's hip sway. You've got lips, the slow hunt, veal. You chew, you get chewed. Your body spasms like a bullwhip, cuts through air, cuts through another body like a balsong. You can't tell if this one will be blade or bloom. So you keep holding the door open. You keep buying more cutlery, keep all your china in the air, keep forgetting if it is a straitjacket or an electric blanket or another body that you're buried under. The soothsayer says another Irish boy, another river of whiskey, another kind of insomnia, livid in kissed voltages, another cur, dirty bandages, kidney swollen with cheap vodka, fish hooks for teeth. You let him sleep in next to you, paws and fangs, stain and blunder. He will always come with hinter of drugs, with dregs rubbing the hemoglobin. You turn into a rare buzz, fly in the ointment. You will let him wake up next to you in a dross effect of nosebleeds. You will fold up the Scrabble kit. You will stop looking for a laugh or her in slaughter. Kabuki. In Kyoto, we sleep under a bouquet of primroses. The small lettered smoke stowing senryu in bamboo flutes. Beyond the stubbed neon of street lamps, I have become a temple for dying birds. He too came to pray once, his journey soon orphaned of wings. Tonight he calls me the fisherman's wife, says, I'm the ghost lullaby of an erased sea. I watch the constellations break on the lavender-dressed cobblestone. Just as he takes my hand, runs his thumb across the rice straw doors of my wrists. My hair draws its blindfold over his face. He asks, if darkness is another word for desire. When I wake up, I veer towards the water. Its whispered shrine, its mason of quans. Suddenly, winter enters my bones like a vesper. Their weight ebbing inside the monk's voice. When I return, he breaks into arboreal shapes I can't name. Linen stained with burdocks, komodori dotting the peach blossoms. He bears a window. I uncocoon myself. My wings are now open to the wounding of sleep. I'm going to read something which is very, very specific. It was written for my father because he was Roma. And I don't think it's well known across the world about the displacement of Roma people. Roma gypsies, just to give you a little bit of the background for those people who are not completely familiar, Roma people are the oldest gypsies of the world. And in today's world, they are considered to be the most displaced of all populations. They were primarily from Southeast Asia. They migrated to Europe because they're nomadic, because they don't believe in capitalistic traditions. They are treated very badly across the world. And when I come to America or when I go to Europe, I'm amused by the usage of the word gypsy. I see shops called gypsy chic. I hear women describe their style as gypsy because they're wearing flaring skirts and hoop earrings. I'm a gypsy. I should have worn a skirt, but yeah, I'm a gypsy. I don't have any earrings on right now, but I'm still a gypsy. I'm a gypsy because my father's lineage, my father's ancestry involves people who went through a terrible Holocaust. 2 million of them who were killed during the Holocaust that people are not aware of. So it's interesting to me when I see the word gypsy everywhere because it's essentially a racial slur. But I keep seeing it everywhere. So this is called Cum Palabra. Palabra is word in Spanish. It's what it means, or language. Say Roma, and birthright the rotic R. Let it mother your chest's cradle in a jaguar's nod. Blindfold the bullet, bring the gypsy to voice the genocide. Come, lingua obscura, busking in the basilicas, lulling the skull altar behind a colony of candle wax. Your peroration, your litany of combustion, whistling past bodegas and bathhouses, your soups dim, al-Andalus. Bowls of garbanzo, peppercorns, lotus blossoms, past the chicken trusses, stench of battery cages, into a brick-walled beluga whale, veiled as an abattoir. Stop, say mariposa. And fill the light with the curse of 100 hooves, perfumed in vetiver. The Indus is still sleeping beneath your ossicles. In the cockle shell caves, come for the cante hondo. To say corazón, throat oil warmed to a gun's barrel, to a fever. No weak vows, no lily-livered locking of the tongue that has told its time in a cloud of bell towers. Come. Caravanserais Alizarin bathed courtyards. Come with the colonized Hosanna. Come with 1,000 marigolds planted between your thighs, with hips sequined in jasper clefts, With lipskin peeling its embroidered lace, be the wind that snakes through each gargoyle's stoned jawed pond. Unlatch the door from its bronzed decade and flood the floor with your bullhorned sigils. Tell me again how I slow the fury of your fists. Here, the sulcove of a mouth, its dark room, its dirty word. Here, the origin of a body, bare-breasted, its whorehouse hymn, a triacal of taboos. Here, your name, a ghost and a god, a rosary I recite with teeth. This poem was primarily about how Roma girls are treated or are, how badly they're treated in the Spanish society, where on one hand, if you open the Spanish dictionary and you see the word gypsy, the synonyms include baby stealer, thief, and these are legitimate till date. And the community is blamed for being those things, while at the same time, the community gets no other options to move out of that reality. Okay, the next one. Sorry, I'm trying to find something that I'm looking for. Okay. Girl teeth. Yesterday she saw a rainbow arched on itself like a drunk belly dancer. Around it, the jasmine-skinned clouds had scattered like a stabbed pigeon's feathers. Week upon week has been soaked in a Dettol stupor of a weighing scale with its antiseptic silence licking at her feet. The hypodermic needle of the midnight punctuates the slim sentence of her arm. Her heart suddenly leaps out of her chest, a bright red balloon leaving the childhood balcony. A blinking cursor tells her that this thirst of an unknown distance is called Fernway. When her mother buys her the first sports bra at 11, she learns that body and guilt are synonyms. What girl doesn't eventually turn into a forest? She spits into her diary. She was born to a Hindu woman. She must never kill a snake. So she waits as the baby cobra crawls out of her way and into her stepfather's room. She then finds the nearest sandalwood tree and pours it a bowl of milk. She blackens the bodies of calendars with a leaking ballpoint pen. Soon, the season is diaphanous with remembering, and she wants to baptize her legs Capulet and Montaigne, because there is always a blood war between them. When it thunders, she thinks of thread-veined trellises of an abandoned mosque. Some soft prayer graved in an adored turquoise, goats plumped for slaughter, the chattering teeth of a ferris wheel, the winking eye of a Hamsa amulet tied to a rusted bridge. Before he died, her father mailed her an envelope full of Catalan recipes and notes on map making. Her father's voice can't be explained in English. It is gravitas, something stolen from the fishnets of the Andalusian seacoasts, the seeded wine grapes of black muscat, the husky tobacco hoop of Toscano flickering like a Cinco de Mayo rose. There is a place in the depth of her palm where the roads crawl in a battlefield of spiderwebs. She tells the street stray that her hand and his paw are archetypes of Google Earth. On her birthday, she reads Alejandra Pizarnik, a diary entry dated 1st July 1955. It starts with, I began to read in search of lost time. It ends with, I wouldn't want to be somewhere else or someone else for anything in the world. The sentence shifts her spine. All of her life is a foreign word. A breaking of boundaries, geometry without symmetry, no country, all compass. The places we are. Now our marriage vows are taped to bathroom mirrors and refrigerator doors. Heat it before eating. Feed the dog. Love evolves into a series of clear instructions. He waits for the cactus to flower. Diagrams the desert in the black velvet of my name. Argues the taxonomy of extinct species. Says his vertebrae is growing into the sensuous taunt of the eucalyptus. Says when I touch him, he remembers burning a single curl of lightning caught in the ribs of trees. Remembers the river bank, its rifle mouth, its rumored thirst of a brief iridescence. If I draw him closer to my face, each eye is an attic where the light bulb has thundered its tungsten. And the langur of lint tailors its own scintillant pelt. The grass swallows the praying mantis. We often disappear in the arms of those who we resemble the most. I take him to the catacombs, snare the jazz flute of his forearm till the music defies its own electricity. He's a diode of bone, articulated between the flashlight and the blackout. Soon, the asphyxia of an airport afternoon, a body limp like a bag, looking forward to getting lost. His forehead vouchsafed against the ledge of my lap. The oyster glossed waterfall, dreaming in a field of horses. The last citrus still whistling in my ear. This is the last one. Rorschach. Your body sloped into mine is a time-worn question mark. Marriage makes libraries out of bedrooms. Your chest is the heavy atlas of a nomad. The water doesn't promise Narcissus his blindness, I say. You promise you can still teach me things. Like what? Like stealing car batteries and the Hollywood kiss. Tiptoeing flower-footed on the spine of a staircase. The links of light fishtails through the lily stenciled lace of curtains. Moss has enveloped the lip of the windowsill in a petite topiary of velour. If I look up, the blackbirds orchestrate the cirrus into an omnibus of blinking permutters. Music is how I measure distance. You are 2.5 noctunes away. So I sway. A mandarin lantern, a marble paper dragonfly. You are turning darker than the debate between your hair and my hands. I read you the first stanza of a ghazal penned in Persian, a language that makes boats out of our bones. Language that silhouetted 1,001 storms for our twin ships. A language that lassos the rope of my tongue through the picket fence of your perfect teeth. The language that nests my wrists in the sierra of your shoulder blades. I claw a verse on the green amaranth of these cliffs of mohair. The scalp of ice cracks and the city under its soft skin is ash and fur. This is how I hide in you. A small dog sleeping under the snow. A boy burying his head in a helmet of bleached turtle shells. Love humbles me with its paranoia. My mother recites Ghalib in my dreams, reminds me that Kaaba is a compass, nothing more. Your arms knit into each other to form me my Moses basket. Stone doesn't sing. So we make a god from whichever hand that chooses to cradle our grief in a dulcet lullaby.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We have one more round of applause for all of our winners. Thank you, Haley, and Maddie, and Ryan, for coming out. Even Ballard is quite far these days with all the traffic, and so is the Pacific Ocean, or whichever ocean you fly over. So, also thanks to Rick. Rick, are you still here?
He's there.
Yep, he's still here. Rick and Elliot Bay for throwing this party. There are still books available if you don't want to pick one up or you can't pick one up tonight. You can get Maggot's book and the others' books in the future at Elliot Bay or beyond. And if you want to stay around, how late are we staying open here?
Kind of however long it happens.
Okay. Okay. So stick around. I'm sure that folks would love to chat about their work and hear about your stuff. So thank you once again.